I told you guys it was good. I told you guys she could sing pretty good. That was two songs off the last record, which is called From the Hip, right?
Yep.
Right? And it's Tori Rose and the Hot Mess. And Tori Rose is here right now.
Hey, Mookie.
Last time you came, I don't think you had the final version.
We didn't have the actual physical copy in our hands until the CD release. And I showed you a picture of it. But if you open it, remember the trick I told you? No.
Oh,
there you go.
This is you on the cover.
Yeah.
I see what you did there. Yeah. So the new record's called Turbulence. There are 8 tracks.
It's what I like to call a modern day 8-track.
What? I guess so. What makes it? I don't know. What makes it an LP and what makes it an EP?
No, I mean, I know what industry standard is by way of their definition of that, but I think, especially in the day and age where the record labels aren't in charge of us anymore, forget about that. Throw it all in the trash. Do whatever you want, man. Like, nowadays, everybody is just coming out with singles or EPs in order to kind of keep fueling the fire for their fans. And for us, it's just kind of like, all right, we need to lay these down so we can move on and go on to the next thing. Because we're marking our progress every time we lay something down and solidify it in an album.
Tori Rose, everybody.
So I call it a modern day 8-track because it's kind of us. That's my throw to, hey, we're taking back the music industry and forget about what you thought about an LP and an EP, because it's directly in between the two, to be honest.
Right.
It's neither.
Yeah.
But it's both.
I guess an EP,
at the same time,
an EP tends to be a shorter record, 4 or 5 tracks, and
it stands for extended play and long play, and I'm like, what's the difference?
I don't get it either. KX 93.5, Laguna's only FM. We are a member supported radio station here in Laguna Beach, and this is Tori Rose. So how long has this Turbulence record been out? And I do understand you already had a CD release party.
Yeah, we came
everything.
Here the last time, right before that release, we came here.
I'm sorry I wasn't able to attend.
It's all good. You're so busy.
You know,
workaholic, Mr. Mooks.
It's fun. But all
bring the fresh music to the fine young ears of the world.
Working on it here. But yeah, so you've been promoting the record and playing
a
bunch of
we
shows
had,
type of thing?
We had the official release by way of kind of the world, so to speak. We had a San Diego release that was kind of hush-hush. On 12/12/12. You know, kind of kitschy. And that was exactly 2 years after the release of the first one. So it was kind of marking that point as well. There's a lot of cross-referencing back to the old album to go, hey, we're doing it again. Here we go.
If someone came up to you and said, describe your sound, what type of music you play, what would you say to these people?
Well, I classify it as funky soul jazz because we just... There are many undertones of jazz, but there's too much that each one of us is influenced by for us to kind of hone it all into one thing. It's hard nowadays.
How many people in the band?
There's 6 people.
6 people, they all play what instrument?
Flute, trombone, trumpet. I play trumpet and vocals, and then guitar, bass, drums.
Right.
And I think nowadays it's too hard to create music that isn't fusion, to be quite honest. Because you're influenced by so much. It's
right.
Unless you're doing something that's very, very specific.
Right.
But I'd say that we are funky soul jazz.
Funky soul jazz. All right. The new record is available now. You do have a presence online. Do you have a website and stuff?
Yes. ToriRose.com. ToriRoze. And ToriRoseAndTheHotMess.com.
I love the name of the band. Who came up with it?
Actually, I had 2 very fabulous gay roommates many years ago. And they would come home every night from the bars and refer to themselves as hot messes. And this was way before it was, a cool phrase to be saying.
This is way before Jack in the Box came out
before
sandwich.
Before, RuPaul's Drag Race started using it all the time. Before it's a gay...
Yeah, there was some reality
it's
show.
It's a gay type of lingo that it only... Only a certain crowd was utilizing, and now everybody's utilizing it to reference, any state of being where you're just like, oh, I was a wreck.
a hot mess. All right, Tori Rose in studio, member supported KX 93.5. It's really up to you, because we're going to unleash this on the world yet again. What track off the record you figure you want to hear first?
Why not start with Turbulence?
All right, Turbulence is track 6, and that's
the title track of the album,
I believe, is the term. What's the story behind the title of the record? Can you give us a VH1 Storytellers
real quick? It's just that life in and of itself is very turbulent and unpredictable and can change at the drop of a dime, and we as artists are out there to help kind of shed light on those moments and experiences and let other people know that they're not alone and that there are people here who get it, and let's try to unify this here. You're not alone.
All right, there you go. I think your music is appealing to a lot of people. It's Turbulence from Tori Rose on KX93.5. I guess it was, look, we're talking off the air and stuff like that. Tori Rose here. That was Tori Rose in the Hot Mess, something new off the Turbulence CD. Song's called Turbulence. That was super soulful and funky and rocking. How much of this stuff was recorded beforehand, and how much do you mess around with it in the studio, you know, on the recording process?
The process.
Will you take us through the process? I find that if you use a pseudo-British voice on the radio,
it makes
especially,
things a lot more fun,
yeah,
eh?
Especially like alternative music, and yeah, we're going to play some drama-rama. Like, people just love that stuff. No, but yeah, your vocals are great, and like the melodies and stuff, there's like timing things.
We really like music. As a band, we like to mess with people's perception, but not just people's. We like to mess with our own, because we ourselves are kind of students of life with music, and we expose ourselves to a lot of things. So we've heard a lot, and we'd like to mess with the expectation a little bit to keep it fresh, so the listener doesn't just get to sit back and be like, oh, this is great. They go, hey, wait, what'd they just do?
Yeah.
What?
No, really cool stuff. And your voice is, in fact, an instrument, an amazing instrument, you know?
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Tori Rose
making me
is
blush
here.
Over
you
here.
You could tweet at her, and she'll tweet right back at you, probably. It's T O R I R O Z E. And you got shows coming up soon?
Yes, actually, which is part of the reason why we're here.
And these shows are just off the wall.
They're so much
super
fun.
Because you're totally rocking.
It's just high energy. We get high off of, you know, interacting with you guys and high off of being on stage with each other. There's a symbiosis between all of us that we don't get anywhere else that makes us feel really good about making some music for you guys.
Well, hold on. Hold that thought. Let's hear another song.
Okay.
All right. What do you want to hear
so
now?
So next, Sense. Let's do Sense. Oh, number two.
Yeah, it's Sense with a dollar sign.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's about money, because money don't make no sense sometimes.
Yeah, I get it. KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. By the way, Tori Rose, thank you so much for supporting independent radio.
Oh, of course.
That's why we are here. This is the second time you've been in our Pearl Street studios.
And we'll keep coming back, too, as long as you'll have us.
We'd love to have you. You got to perform here, you know, for our Laguna Beach locals.
Absolutely.
But just for the people who are just now tuning in, because we do have a lot of new listeners. Every day we get a lot of new listeners. Tell them what our studio's like.
Oh, it's gorgeous. They have an incredible view of the water directly out the front door. And then in the studio, you can see all the cars passing by. It's like you feel like you're in a huge city, but you know you're in Laguna. And Laguna's like cool, but it's by no means, you know, New York. But this kind of makes you feel like you're like in a little speck of a big city.
It's awesome.
I like it.
Thank you, Tori Rose. All right, the song is called Sense, and it's new on KX93.5.
We'll be right back.
Awesome. That is Tori Rose and The Hot Mess. The song is called Sense. It's a new one, and Tori Rose is sitting with me right now, who helped produce that, because it is produced brilliantly.
Produced by the band, with a little extra assistance from Mr. Ben Moore.
I don't know who that is.
Ben Moore is the key player for the Style Tones.
Oh,
yeah.
The Style Tones just had, they're a San
they're
Diego
incredible.
Band.
They're incredible.
Yeah, they're a San Diego funk band. Is that what you would call them?
Yeah, and actually, Ben and this, I believe most of the Style Tones, if not all of the Style Tones, just had a commercial at the Super Bowl, the one with The Rock, the milk commercial.
Right, amazing.
That was the Style Tones.
That was the Style Tones. Yeah. It was a cover of something, wasn't
it? Was
it?
Hold up, I'm coming. It was like a soul, real soul song. Yeah. They're kind of, they have that real vintage, authentic kind of James Brownie.
Totally, the Style Tones.
Yeah.
So you got a guy from that band to produce your new stuff.
I guess yes, similar, and he's actually a very well-known engineer on his own, besides being a phenomenal member of the Style Tones.
I feel like Tori Rose and the Hot Mess and the Style Tones on the same bill would be totally rocking.
We did that years ago. We haven't done it, I don't think, since we first started being a band. We're like a five-year-old band, and I think they're around the same age as us, and... I think it's been about 4 years since we did that.
Before I forget, you were just speaking of placement of songs, and the Style Tones got a song placed in a milk commercial during the Super Bowl.
It was.
You were telling me off the air that you got some options as far as
releasing
your songs on the television.
Some stuff finally considered. Our first album had moments of consideration, but we're being much more seriously considered this go around. There's a brand new show called Orange is the New Black that's coming out on Netflix, and we'll know by June
about
that one. We've been waiting for, 6 months to find out about that one, and then we just signed a contract with Viacom to see if they might be interested in using it for anything. So.
You just signed a contract with, the Death Star. member-supported KX93.5. Thanks to our new listeners. Thanks to our old listeners. Although, if you're an old listener, you're not that old. Because we've only been on the air for about 6.5-7 months.
It's all right. We'll take the Death Star back. We'll take it over.
No, yeah. It's community independent radio here, and you just inked a deal with Viacom.
Ah, well, we didn't really.
It's
only if they use it.
I ain't mad at you. You kidding me right now?
We'll be like, thanks, Viacom. Go listen to KX93.5.
If you're fortunate enough to perform at the Hollywood Bowl and, Beyonce and Katy Perry were opening up for you, what would be in your tour rider?
What would be in my rider? Bacon wrapped dates filled with goat cheese.
Bomb. I love dates. Middle East, and dates are
they're
thing.
So underrated.
They are the thing.
They're super underrated. I'm really on a kick right now, actually, with those. And let's see, a big honking block of cheese, because every singer needs a block of cheese. I'm like the sacrilegious person on the singing team.
You're not the first vocalist to come in and
I'm
ask
like, just
for
give
cheese.
Me dairy. I'm right? fine.
Is it cool? This song is called Sea Lion.
Oh, yeah. This is what I like
can
to call
it. Can we rip into this?
Sexy, angry song.
Can we play a sexy, angry song with no cursing? Because we don't want to offend
anybody.
Oh, no.
Anybody. We don't have. There's no cursing on this album.
No cursing in my music.
Not on this album. Not on this album.
All right, so this is track 7 off the new record. The record's called Turbulence. Tori Rose from Tori Rose and the Hot Mess in studio. I want to talk a lot because there's a lot to talk about, but still, I want your tunes to play so
For sure.
The people could hear it. KX93.5.
Over my eyes to disguise what I am truly feeling inside. The capacity to be thinking about you this longingly. Always apart, we have never lived close. Migration patterns have got to change. Pursuing your art is all that you boast. But I cannot, I will not, I shall not go out this way.
sea lion of love. You carry actually circle my continent back. Neverland, on my land, you just lay in the sand. Flood through my mind and my heart. Swim on, swim on, swim on, sea lion of love. These heartstrings tug gently every once in a while. And I am so goddamn tired of this long distance.
Man, she's totally rocking and also in charge of beautification of the studio, making sure the mics are nice looking. I appreciate that.
Yeah, nice and pretty.
That was Tori Rose and the Hot Mess, and Tori Rose is here on Member Supported KX93.5. The beauty of this thing is we are truly a listener-supported radio station. You can make a donation, which is in fact a tax write-off because we're a nonprofit entity.
Hey now.
Right? So if you want to keep the music going and champion new music, kx935.com has all the information there. You could even be a member, and all the perks of being a member are included as well. So I'm sorry, shows touring the North America up and down the up and down the West Coast.
I wish. Although tune in later this year, there's probably something on the rise there. But actually, this weekend we have,
'cause you have to book your own shows, right?
Yeah, and I do all of the business side of this band, so it's a matter of, you know, all of that coming together and all of us being able to do it, and
everybody's
got day jobs and nobody's living the dream completely. You know, we're not at that point yet. We want to be there, but
it sounds so good. Like, this is so profesh, you know?
Hey man.
how many releases do you actually have out that people could peep out,
that they could purchase? We have two of this band that are Tori Rose and the Hot Mess albums, and I have one that was kind of like a total precursor to all of this. It's a thing that got the Hot Mess involved in playing with me, was that they heard a few tunes from this little rinky-dink little guy that I shot up on iTunes. I handmade all of them. It's just called No Substitutions is the name of the album. And there's a couple of really neat songs on there. And there's a couple of really just pedestrian things on there as well. So I don't know. It's fun to hear kind of the range of, oh, hey, this is Tori in somebody's like random room that they turned into a music studio for a day versus here it is 5 years later, 7 years later, a different recording where I'm doing it with my band. Yeah. And it's the difference is night and day, but there's something special about every single recording that you can't capture in any other
way. How is this new record different from the previous record that just came out, From the Hip? Now, this new record, Turbulence, are there any differences you could pinpoint?
There's a lot of differences, actually. For one, we have a different drummer mm-hmm. on Turbulence than we did on From the Hip. On From the Hip, we had Serge McCoy, and actually Serge McCoy was our drummer for, 4 years. He's a very good friend of ours, but we went a different direction and obtained Charlie Weller, and Charlie Weller has been in our band for a year now, and he brought an element out of the music that we otherwise didn't have. So that in and of itself is different.
What about for you personally, songwriting and or vocal range type of stuff?
I'd say that the processes were different in that they were a lot more collective. It used to be on the first album that two of us would come to the table with an idea and then just have everybody kind of throw down on it and bring it together or bring their sauce or whatever you want to call it. And with this album, it would be one person would come up with a tiny part and then another person would add to that part and then another person would add to that part. And then we'd cohesively come together collectively instead of it just being totally spearheaded by two people.
Right.
I'm always pushing hard on my end of things because, you know, I'm doing the job of the lyricist. The music is one thing. The lyrics are entirely another, and the lyrics are inspired by the music, in my opinion. Not always. The process is different every single time.
Not only the lyrics, it's like how you're singing it. And
exactly. And there's an emotion. There's an emotion behind the music, and the emotion, to me, speaks the lyrics. Or sometimes, fairly recently, our most recent song that Johnny, my guitarist, hi Johnny, I know you're listening at home. Johnny Alexander.
Are people listening
right now? Yeah, they are. I'll give a shout out to the band. Hi, Mom. Thanks, my mom, Lee Clark, Charlie Weller, happy birthday, man, and Jordan Morita, happy graduation with your master's degree, man, and Harley Magsino, just happy anything, man.
Happy.
This is the second time that I've done this. Johnny and I just wrote a song, and I'll sing you the a cappella line that I just sang it into my phone and sent him a little video, and I was like, let's write something with this. And it just went, I want to slow down with you. I want to slow down with you. And so I shot that to him, and then he came up with some chords, shot it back to me, and then we just met and started going back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. Now that's a process that's relative to the first album.
Yeah.
That's not something that occurred so much on the second album. On the second album, we'd come up just with like a chord or two, and then everybody would collectively fill in the guts of the music, so to speak.
Interesting. Tori Rose here from Tori Rose and the Hot Mess on Member Supported. KX93.5, when did you realize you had such a damn powerful voice? Have you been singing forever? And have you ever gotten vocal coach lessons, or this is all just...
The only time I ever had vocal lessons was because it was force-fed to me through my curriculum. I auditioned for the Boston Conservatory of Music for musical theater. And as part of the curriculum, you have to have a vocal coach, and you go once a week. And I had never had any really formalized vocal training in that sense. I'd sang in musical theater. I sang ensembles. I read music because I played trumpet and piano. But I never was one-on-one with a teacher being told, this is right, this is wrong, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
But I was the only person to get into the Boston Conservatory who had never had vocal lessons. I was also the only one who got in on video.
Oh, my goodness.
It was
really?
man, I was like, man, what's going on with the world right now?
Is that what you did? You submitted a video and
I
got...
Because I missed the audition date. All of the audition dates arrived in my mail after the date. And my dream was crumbling before me. I worked my butt off in high school and in order to reap the benefits of a free education in college. And not only that, but to go to a talent-based school or a talent-based program in which you have to audition in order to get in. And so I missed all of my auditions except for like UCLA. And I sent a video to Boston Conservatory.
Yeah.
And by some miracle, they accepted me.
No way. Awesome.
But I'm thankful that I went there and that I did get to take the vocal lessons because I learned how to sing properly. And now it's, you know, second nature. It comes easily now instead of all the technique always biting in the back of your head.
There are some artists who, that's why we're here. That's why this station is here. We feel like there are some artists that are grinding it out right now that people should definitely know about. You're one of them. And I want to play another track off the record. Track 5, you were talking about Little Black Ballerina.
Mm-hmm.
What? Give us the storyteller's moment, and then we'll rip into this and kind of wrap it up from our Pearl Street Studios.
Little Black Ballerina. That is actually...
Or you don't have to say anything. We could just play the song.
I'll say it afterwards because I think it'll change the way... Right. I like the people to receive this in their own way.
All right. We'll give out your more or less your contact information and kind of
and the shows this weekend. We'll talk about those.
Talk about the shows. KX93.5, new from Tori Rose.
You left Batman behind.
Laguna Beach is going to fall in love with Tori Rose, and that was new from Tori Rose and the Hot Mess. Song was rocking, if you will. I can't believe I just said that on the radio. Little Black Ballerina is the song. Tori Rose, thank you for coming. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Thank you for having us.
You can still
and
hang
by
out
us, I mean, say hi, Chelsea.
But Chelsea's microphone is not on.
She's the silent lady, and the beautiful silent lady.
Yeah.
She's here for moral support.
Thanks for being. This is the
and
second,
for beauty support.
Second time that you've been here too.
It is actually.
What'd you guys do last time after you left? After you left the interview last time,
We just drank beer.
Did you go to like Ocean Avenue Brewing or something?
I don't know.
You said it was a place in Laguna Beach that brews their own beer.
Yeah, I think they have between 3 and 5 beers on tap that they brew themselves in house.
Oh, you are also, by the way,
they have their own hef.
You are also a San Diegan. What do you have a favorite San Diego brewery?
Oh gosh. We are the craft brew capital.
My
but
new
it
one
is
Thorn Street Brewery.
Where's
it's on like
that?
32nd and Thorn. It's like almost a hole in the wall in like a residential area.
Huh.
They brew their own stuff. Really good. I had a chili pale ale infused with the habaneros. You know, have you ever tried one of those type of IPAs?
I've had vodkas that were infused with that. And that is, you're asking for trouble, man.
They make a whipped cream vodka too now, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
All right, your music is rad. I don't want to ask you who your influences are because that's every DJ's question. You know, but you grew up listening to all kinds of different music, but also swing dancing, right?
Yes.
Right.
Swing dancing, swing music, actually. I'd say vocally, I was very heavily, heavily affected by those who sing standards like Frank Sinatra, Billie Holiday, Ella Fitzgerald, Louis Prima. You know, name them all off. I've probably danced to them and loved up on their music at some point in time. And that, for me, vocally, that's what's affected me. And actually, Amy Winehouse in the nowadays times, that kind of hit the nail on the head for me the first time I ever heard her. And I was living in London when I first heard her. And it was 3 years before she got to hit the U.S. soil by way of music.
I think you brought this up.
I fell in love.
Last time you were here.
Yeah.
You fell in love with the Winehouse style of tune.
I did. And actually, the title track, Turbulence, also has to do with that pinnacle point, which I'm 29 right now, but I remember at 28 and when Winehouse died, that it's, you start to feel this weird thing where you're like, man, do I really want to be on this earth anymore? What am I doing here? What's going on? Blah, 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 blah. And there's a teetering point where you're just kind of like, I can understand how someone could shift what quickly one way or the other and decide whether or not they want to be here or not. And life is turbulent in that way. And that was kind of part of the inspiration of that as well.
Right. I see what you did there.
You don't have to be here if you don't want to.
Yeah.
That's one of the lyrics.
Tori Rose. I feel like if people who like the Black Keys and Thelonious Monk and Donna Summer, they'd all love your music.
I was just listening to... We were just listening to Donna, like, in the car on the way out.
She belted out
a
tune as well.
Yes, she can.
All right, so shows... again, internet presence, where? And
internet presence, ToriRose.com, ToriRoseInTheHotMess.com, Tori with an I, Rose with a Z. Shows this weekend. We're playing in L.A. at Molly Malone's tomorrow night at 8 p.m. sharp, from 8 to 8:40, and then our very good friends Fiddle and Pine are playing directly after us. And that's a really cool joint. That's on Fairfax by the CBS Studios.
Right on.
Little Brea Tar Pits. And then we're playing at the Griffin in San Diego on the following day, on Sunday, with Elaine Fay and the Big Bang and the Lyrical Groove, both really phenomenal, funky, good time dancing kind of bands.
Well, right on. Any parting words, anything you'd like to say to the general public who might not be familiar with the music of Tori Rose and the Hot Mess?
Go check it out, man. I guarantee you're going to like something.
Yeah, I figure you would. Tori, you're the best.
You are the best. Thank you again. Thank you again for having me here.
You have signed our wall, right?
I think I did. I think your wall has a lot more on it than the last time.
I know, right?
Yeah.
It's awesome. All right. Again, thanks so much. Member supported KX93.5.
KXRNLP Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach,
Laguna's only FM.
KX93.5.